Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, we will be doing a brief summary of the Taraweeh, the section of the Taraweeh Salat which is performed. The first one in the quarter Juz of Surah Baqarah. And the first starting is Surah Fatiha. And Surah Fatiha, 7 verses, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran himself mentions that we have granted you this great gift, Surah Fatiha. What a great gift it is. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِنْهُمْ. Whatever we have given the kuffar and disbelievers, don't ever turn your gaze towards them. We have given you the 7 ayat, we have given you Surah Fatiha, and we have given you the Quran Sharif. So the Surah Fatiha really is a wonderful treasure which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. And that is why we are commanded daily in our salah to read this surah over and over. It's called Sab'a min al-Mathani, those ayat which are repeated over and over. Surah Fatiha has got many, many names. Amongst them is Asasul Quran. It is the bunyad and the foundation of the Quran, Ummul Quran, the mother of the Quran. All the subject matter of the Quran Sharif is found in the 7 verses. And it comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that in the Torah, in the Injil, in the Zabur, and even in the Quran Sharif itself, there is no surah like Surah Fatiha. It is a special surah which has been granted to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest ayat in the Quran Sharif with surah Allahu la ilaha illa wal hayyul qayyum, which is one of the great ayats of the Quran. But really this is a very great surah. Some ulama say it was revealed actually twice, once in Makkah Mukarrama, once in Medina Munawwara, to show the great importance of the surah. And it is also called surah Tushtifa. You grant shifa to people. As the Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi in Fazail Amal has mentioned a few ways which a person can read it to solve all the person's problems 41 times in the time of Fajr between the Sunnah and the Farz Namaz. For so many days the person must recite it. And the other ways also which the Mashaykh have mentioned, this will cure a person's spiritual sicknesses also and a person's physical sicknesses also. A 7 ayat, ulama say that the whole crux of the Quran Sharif is mentioned here. In the beginning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Alhamdulillah, all praises are only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why are praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because we are in need of Allah ta'ala in our past, present and future. Rabbil Alameen, Allah is our creator and sustainer. So in the past, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us the greatest bounty of giving us life. He created the whole universe. So when He is a Rabb and sustainer, we have to praise Him. So in the past, we are muhtu. In the past, we are muhtaj in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the present moment, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah is most merciful, most kind. At the present moment, Allah's favors are upon us. And on the day of Qiyamah, Maliki Yawmiddin, He is the owner, the master of the day of Qiyamah. So past, present and future, we are only in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then only praises can be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person realizes that everything is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then automatically he will become humble. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Oh Allah, we only worship you and we only ask you for help and assistance. No one else can be turned to but you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person realizes that, then the greatest need which a person has got is of hidayat. There is nothing greater than hidayat. And every single person needs hidayat. So much so the ulama have mentioned that even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are in need of hidayat. Hidayat means to continue. The basic minimum of hidayat, requirement of hidayat is a person accepts la ilaha illallah. But then there are many stages of hidayat which are never ever ending. And a person has to continue progressing. One is to remain steadfast on the hidayat and guidance which Allah has given us. And one is to progress, to go higher and higher. So in this ayat when we are saying, ihdina siratal al-mustaqim, oh Allah give us hidayat. We are saying that oh Allah keep us steadfast on whatever level of hidayat we are. And Allah increase us. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says that the most hardest thing in this world is istiqamat, to be steadfast. And he says for this reason, every salat, every rakat, a person asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah give me hidayat, Allah keep me rightly guided, keep me on the straight path. So we should make this dua, and Allah give us tawfiq. Dua is accepted when a person's heart is not unmindful. Surah Fatiha we are reading, myself also we read it, just read it. It's like a parrot fashion, we forget it's a dua. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the greatest need. So when we are reading Surah Fatiha, try and remember at that time that we are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are asking Allah for hidayat. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now every person will say, I am following hidayat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us 2 means of hidayat. One is Kitabullah, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one is Rijalullah, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this surah, Allah ta'ala mentions that you have to follow hidayat, the straight path. It's the path of those people who Allah Ta'ala has favored. These are the Rijalullah, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not the one who, upon whom Allah's anger became upon and who were misguided. Ulama say Maghdubi alayhim is referring to the Jews. The Jews are the people who had knowledge but did not practice upon their knowledge. And one of the Dalin is the Christians who did not have knowledge. They also went misguided. They had a lot of love in their heart, but they went misguided because they did not have knowledge. So both things are very important. Without knowledge, a person will become misguided. If a person has got knowledge, but he doesn't have the scheme within himself to do good actions, also a person will become misguided. So both the things are important. The ilm, the knowledge of deen, and the nur of taqwa, which comes in the knowledge of deen will be attained from the ulama ikram, and the nur of taqwa will be attained from the sohbat of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So both these things are needed, and then a person will be on the right path, the path of those who Allah ta'ala favored, the anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, siddiqeen, shuhada, the martyrs, and the salihin, the very pious people. So Allah ta'ala has mentioned this in the Quran. These ulama see five subject matters are mentioned in this. First, tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then qiyamah, the day of qiyamah. We Allah Ta'ala mentions in Maliki Yawm al-Din, and then Dua is mentioned here, which is a very important part of our Deen, and then the path of the righteous people, which comes to Risalat, is also mentioned in there, and all the righteous people who must hold steadfast unto them and stay away from the path of those people who are misguided and who are deviated. May Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding of the surah also. Imam Razi Rahmatullah has written a tafsir of over 120 or 200 pages just on Surah Fatiha itself. So much of detail ulama have written on Surah Fatiha. Many other ulama have written kitabs on Surah Fatiha. So this is a very great surah. You should try to study this, whatever we get. In English also you get some kitabs on Surah Fatiha to understand the great value of the surah. Thereafter is Surah Baqarah. And where a person asks Allah Ta'ala for hidayat. So Allah Ta'ala said, I'm giving you hidayat. This whole book here, of 848 pages, is the book of hidayat. It's the book of guidance. So I'm giving you guidance. I'm giving it to you. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala started off with Alif Lam Mim, which is called Huruf Muqatta'at, which means that we do not know the meaning of it. And the first ayat Allah Ta'ala showed us that even besides Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no one else knows the meaning. No Arab person, no matter how good he is in Arabic. And every single person reads it in the Quran Sharif. Many people have got this doubt that what's the benefit of reading Quran Sharif without understanding. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in the hadith, if you will read the Quran Sharif, and for every letter you will get ten rewards. And you see Alif Lam Mim is not one word, it's three different words. You will get 30 rewards for it. So when a person is getting reward for Alif Lam Mim, which no one knows the meaning, no Arab also knows the meaning. So it shows that reading the Quran Sharif without understanding the meaning also, this is sufficient for a person to get reward. Because no one knows the meaning of this here. And this is the example Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us. So when a person will read the Quran Sharif, in this ayat, the ulama say that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is teaching us the first lesson that I know nothing at all. Alif Lam Mim, we don't know what the meaning of, Alif Lam Mim. It comes from the own letters which you have made up, which you are speaking every day, O Arab people. But you don't know the meaning of the day. So how will you understand? What is your knowledge? Your knowledge is very, very weak. So whatever we are going to mention in the Quran now, you just have to believe in it. And you don't have to question it, because your understanding is very weak. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions the qualities of the people of taqwa. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. The first quality is they believe in the unseen. Number two, they perform the salah. Whatever Allah has given them, wealth, they spend in the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. That means their minds, their heart, their aqidah is correct. The bodily actions, the namaz they are performing, which is the highest level, and the wealth they are spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And they believe whatever has been revealed to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in the past, whatever has been revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and they've got complete yaqeen in akhirat. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala did not say they believe in akhirat, Allah said they've got complete yaqeen. Yaqeen means conviction, the opposite of yaqeen is shak. There's no doubt, it's all about akhirat, the year after. Allah Ta'ala says these are the people on hidayat, and they are the successful people. On the other hand, there is another group, the kuffar and disbelievers, they are very far off. Two ayat Allah Ta'ala mentioned about them. And then in 13 ayat Allah Ta'ala mentioned about the munafiqs and hypocrites who will remain till the day of Qiyamah. They are a very dangerous group, and they will cause a lot of harm to the Muslims, and the Muslims must be very careful of them. And this group will remain till the day of Qiyamah. If you look at the ayat, some ulama say that every ayat of this munafiq group refers to the Shias. If you study the qualities of the Shias, they are found in every of these ayat. The 13 ayat. Or in today's time you get many modernist people, all of these people who got funny ideas about deen. All of these qualities are found right in the beginning of the Quran. Allah said, be careful of them. So Allah Ta'ala says, among the qualities they have got is, they claim to have iman, but they are liars. They do not have iman. They try to deceive people. And they've got sicknesses, spiritual sicknesses in their heart, of pride, of jealousy, of hatred, etc. And they always cause facade and trouble in the earth. And when he said to them, don't cause trouble in the earth, they say, no, we are trying to make Islam, we are trying to reform the ummah. But they are the actual ones who are causing trouble, they are breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says they are actually causing facade and trouble. But they don't even know so that they are doing so. And the main thing is when it is said to them, believe like how the Sahaba believed. They say, must you believe like the stupid people, like the people of the past, of pious predecessors. They are not prepared to stay firm on the part of the pious predecessors. the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the great A'immah. So this is وَإِذَا قِلْ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. They say, no, how can you believe in them? They are the foolish people. You never believe in them. Allah Ta'ala says, they are the foolish people that they do not know. When they meet the people of Iman, they say unity, we must have unity, they are two-faced. But when they go to their shayateen, to the evil people, they say, we are with you people. We are just joking with those people. We actually follow your people's path. So this is another quality they have got. They mock the matters of deen, and they try and deceive people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this here, and they will not be of no benefit, they will be completely destroyed. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, three subject matters of the Qur'an, which is the most important thing, Tawheed, the oneness of Allah ta'ala, Risalat, following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his dalil was the Qur'an Sharif. So Allah ta'ala mentions all of that. It worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created us, and the object of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to get the quality of taqwa. Then Allah ta'ala says, if you have got doubt about the Qur'an, bring one surah like this Qur'an Sharif. It's impossible. That means the Qur'an Sharif is definitely a book of hidayat and guidance. There is no doubt in it. So a person must follow the Qur'an Sharif. And then when a person will do so, give him glad tidings that he will eventually get Jannah. And this is the life which a person has to make effort for. Allah Ta'ala mentions some of the bounties of Jannah. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Adam alayhi salatu wa salam when he came, he was created first. And how shaitan tried to deceive Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Some ulama said that the object of this, Allah Ta'ala wanted to show us the importance of wahi and revelation, that we all always need guidance in our life. Allah has given us the Quran Sharif. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam made a mistake, and because of that he was taken out of Jannah, he was brought into this world, and then eventually he made Tawbah. So every one of us, when Adam alayhi salam was sent in this world, Allah Ta'ala told him, I'm going to send a book of hidayat and guidance to you people. You follow that path, you won't have any grief, you won't have any fear. But if you do not follow the Quran Sharif, you will destroy yourself. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great detail, about half a para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentioned about the Bani Israel, the Jews. Why did Allah mention about them? One is Allah ta'ala was giving da'wah to the Yahud, accept Iman, accept Islam. Follow the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are the Ahl al-Kitab, the people of the book. So when you will accept Islam, people will look at you and they will also follow hidayat and guidance. Number two, because the Yahud were the greatest enemies of Islam, so Allah ta'ala is warning us about these people. To be very, very careful about them. And number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us is a lesson for us. Look at, study history and study how these people, what and what bounties Allah Ta'ala granted to them. And they were disobedient to the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because of this, you can see the punishment which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down upon them. So in great detail, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the Bani Israel, remember the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama say this, tazkir bi ala illah. That the one way to get the love of Allah Ta'ala and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to remind people of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala mentioned to the Bani Israel in great detail about the great bounties which He has granted to them. And in here we must think also of the bounties which Allah has given to us. Inshallah this will create the urge within a person to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala mentioned in great detail that where Allah Ta'ala sent manna and salwa upon these people, they broke the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Allah forgave them, Allah overlooked them. Allah Ta'ala gave Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the Torah. What a great kitab Allah gave them. The food which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them. But these people unfortunately were very, very ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Clear miracles which Allah ta'ala opened up and showed the people. But still too they were not prepared to accept. And then Allah ta'ala mentions about the gunas and the sins. How they started killing people. Some of the kitab they believed in, some of the kitab they did not believe in. What followed their desires they followed. Whatever was against their desires they did not follow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said we had given them a kitab. But instead of following the kitab, they started following jadu. Started following black magic. And they tried to cause disunity between husband and wife. Causing fights amongst people. So all of these evil qualities which they had, how they mocked the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they said certain words, they changed the words to mock people. So all of this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in great detail. And Allah ta'ala said these people still have got the audacity. After all of this year, they say that we are going to enter Jannah. If we have to enter Jahannam, we'll go for 1-2 days or few days, maximum 40 days in Jahannam, which they made up from their own side also. But we are the worthy people of Jahannam. We are the sons of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the favorites of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are definitely going to enter Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes all of this here. That this is just tilka amaniyuhum. This is just the thoughts which they have got in their mind. In here the ulama say this lesson for us. That we must not feel I'm a Muslim, so I'm entering Jannah already. My place in Jannah is booked. But a person has to make effort for Jannah. He has to make an effort for Iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions that, O people of the Yahud, you people claim that you follow Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, what a great Nabi he was. How he held firm unto Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we had tested him with many examinations in this world. So O people, Ummatis, you know, test you people also. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he passed his examination with flying colors. And thereafter, he built the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Kaaba Sharif. After building Kaaba Sharif, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama say, so beautifully, that Ibrahim alayhi salam raised up the house. He had to have knowledge of this, he had qabiliyat, the ability, but qabiliyat is not sufficient. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah ta'ala for qabuliyat. So he made dua to Allah ta'ala, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Allah, I've got the ability, you gave me the ability, but it's not sufficient. If you don't accept it from me, I will be completely destroyed. So he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah accept from us. And then he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time, that send a Nabi among the people here, who will recite the ayat of the Quran Sharif, who will recite your ayat and your signs, and he will teach the people the meaning of this year, and he will purify them. You are the most powerful, you are the one full of hikmat and wisdom. The ulama say the three maqasid, and the three reasons why the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came. One was to teach the ayat of the Quran. It means the alfaz, the words of the Quran Sharif. After having the words of the Quran Sharif, person can't take his own meaning of it. So then you have to understand the meaning. What's the meaning of this of the Quran? وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And number three, a person has knowledge of the Quran. He knows the words. He has the knowledge of the meaning. But it doesn't mean a person's tazkiyah is done. A person has been purified. Another effort has to be made thereafter for a person to purify himself, to bring the teachings of the Quran Sharif. Which some of the ulama say, the jatlu alayhim ayatika, where the words are taught is the makatib, and maybe the hifz classes. This is one of the maqasid of the Anbiya alayhi, maqasid of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, to continue these words, it must be protected. And then, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ is also in our maqatib, where we're teaching the meanings also, the fiqh is taught, etc. Sometimes the meanings of the Quran is taught, and especially in our Darul Uloom, where the whole Quran Sharif is taught, Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taught, and وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ is the khankas, where people come for the tazkiyah, they purify themselves, and to a certain extent also in the work of Dawat and Tabligh, when a person goes out, a lot of tazkiyah takes place, a person purifies himself, and a higher level when a person comes to the mashayikh and sits in their sohbat and company, tazkiyah takes place. So these are all the maqasid and the purpose of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and these are great favors which Allah Ta'ala has given to us in the form of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah Ta'ala mentions in the first quarter of the second juz. كما أرسلنا فيكم رسولا منكم. Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst you people who was doing all of these things, giving you your tazkiyah also, teaching you the Quran Sharif also, and giving you the meaning of the Quran Sharif. And then in the second para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that some foolish people, they make objections against Islam. That why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turn his direction away from the Qibla, from Baytul Maqdis towards Makkah Mukarramah? In here is a lesson for us, that you must not have unfounded objections about Islam, doubts in our hearts, and the person is asking all foolish questions. We are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must accept the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has got the full right. Wherever he wants a person to turn to, Allah ta'ala can command a person. So these people unfortunately made this objection, and they asked. So Allah ta'ala in great detail explained about this objection is completely unfounded. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that a person must make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the great bounty of making zikr, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Allah will remember a person. The ulama say there was no other bounty mentioned for making zikr. And that was sufficient. If Allah only mentioned that, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ, you make the zikr of Allah, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is remembering us with His favors and His ihsan and His kindness. So this is a very great bounty. And Allah says, make shukr to me, do not be ungrateful. And in life you're going to come across problems. So you want to seek the help of Allah ta'ala through sabr, having realizing that all of these conditions have come to me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will get rewarded. This is the reality of sabr. And by salah, when a person will perform salah, inshallah, it will create within a person the ability of making sabr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is with you if you will make sabr. And whenever difficulties come in your life, what you must say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This will create sabr in a person. When a person realizes all conditions have come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala's special mercy and kindness is upon such people who will remember this dua at the time of difficulty. Ulama say that not only at the time when the difficulty befalls a person, even after, example, somebody passed away now, so the person reads it one time and finished. But you must continue reading this dua. It will give tasalli and consolence to the heart also. And even after 5 years, you remember that incident which happened. And at that time, you make the dua also, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I lost so much money. I lost a family person. Allah Ta'ala will give a person the same reward what he had got 5 years ago when he will read this dua. So this is a very powerful dua. We should bring it onto our tongue very often. Any difficulty, a pun pricks the person also, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Some small difficulty also, we should remember this dua. And then, in the end of this ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the importance of halal food. A person must eat halal and tayyiba, pure food, halal food, tayyib. Tayyib means pure food, wholesome food, healthy food, and not junk food. When a person will do so, he will not follow the footsteps of shaitan, who is our open enemy. Shaitan only invites a person towards su wal fahsha, evil actions and immorality, and to say utter words upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which a person has no knowledge of. And when he's told to the people, follow what Allah Ta'ala has revealed. He said, no, we follow our forefathers. We follow custom. We follow what our fathers used to do. Why must we follow what the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam said? This is also amongst us, unfortunately, many times a person says that this is the command of Allah Ta'ala, especially when it comes to nikahs, when it comes to funerals. See, follow the command of Allah, follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, my father, grandfather, and a whole generation of families, we had this custom, we had this custom, we had this engagement parties, and we had this parties. So all kinds of customs. This is what the kuffar normally say. And he said to them, follow what Allah Ta'ala has revealed. He said, no, we follow our forefathers. So Allah Ta'ala says, how can you follow your forefathers? They had no aqal, no understanding, and they were not rightly guided. If your forefathers had aqal and understanding, and they were rightly guided like the pious ulama, the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, then it's no problem, you must follow them. Definitely you must follow them. But other people who did not have guidance, did not have knowledge, how can a person follow them? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah has made certain things haram for you people, and because of the great harm they are, example, carrion, blood, the swine meat, and whatever animal Allah's name is not taken upon them, because they are very harmful for a person. For a person, physically also they are harmful for a person, and spiritually also they are harmful for a person. So a person must stay far away from it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends up this ruku with that those people who hide away what Allah ta'ala has revealed, and they are changing the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for small worldly benefits, they are only eating in their stomachs the fire of Jahannam. Allah will not speak to them on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will not purify them, and for them is a very, very painful punishment. They have sold hidayah, kumrai, misguidance, and they have sold hidayat, guidance, for misguidance, and they have sold maghfirat, Allah's forgiveness, for the adab and punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What these people are, so jari and so brave, they are waiting for the fire of Jahannam. They really have destroyed themselves. So a person must follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and encourage other people to not hide the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala grant us true understanding.